Chapter 4. With Christmas in tow, Todd made his way back to the shelter's small kitchen space, hung up his coat, and put his lunch in the small refrigerator. Finding Haley at her desk, he quickly greeted her with a question.
"How do you think Christmas did last night in front of all those people?"
He nodded his head excitedly up and down, answering his own question.
"I thought he did great."
Haley got up and moved around to the other side of her desk, where she could reach down and scratch Christmas on his gray chin. "No doubt about it. He's a great dog. But you did great, too. It didn't seem to bother you one bit, standing up there in front of all those people." Christmas arched his back and stretched. This was his way of inviting her to extend her scratching to his entire torso. Haley willingly complied. Christmas turned and looked up at her with green eyes that expressed nothing but gratitude.
"Talking in front of people doesn't bother me. Writing things down, that's what I hate," Todd said.
"Todd, there is something we need to discuss this morning."
Before Haley could continue, the door to the shelter opened. Laura's voice carried well.
"Hello? Todd, are you here?"
"In the back," he yelled.
Doc Pilot parked his old Chrysler Imperial, which he had a habit of driving too fast, and walked in behind Gracie and Laura. He scratched the white retriever's ears.
"I like Gracie's new vest,"
Doc boomed as they headed for Haley's office.
"Thank you," Laura said. "My parents bought it for us."
Todd turned to Haley and supplied an explanation.
"The new vest has a better handle on the top for Laura to grip for."